When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we are live with another Instant Reaction podcast. This podcast, as all of them, are brought to you by Prize Picks, which is the official daily fantasy sports app of CLNS Media. Go download the app today, put in the promo code CLNS, and you'll get your first deposit matched up to $100. And Matt, we had a long time between picks. Patriots traded down at 34, did not make any trades at 68, waited all the way through 68. The second round was an absolute horror show for me, and it only got worse in the third round. All of my favorite players got taken in the second round, and then the freaking Jets moved up and drafted my guy Malachi Corley at the first pick of the third round, and I'm just beyond upset. And now the Patriots draft Caden Wallace at 68. I don't love it. I don't love it, but I know you like it better than me, so give me your pitch for Caden Wallace.
Yeah, this is a guy they've been connected to at points in the process. He's experienced. He's an older guy. He's 24 years old already. He was like a four-year starter, right tackle for Penn State. Tested really well at the combine. I think a 9.14 RAS is what he ended up with. Yeah. He's a little on the short side for an offensive tackle prospect, but he has long enough arms at 34 inches. Explosive in the jumps, great 10-yard split. Yeah. So really, really good athlete. And he got improved every year. I think he's just not as sound technically as you might like for a guy who is already 24 years old, who's played a ton. And I think the question is, where is he going to play? I don't think he can play the left tackle for you. And that tells me that they probably like him inside as a guard. His biggest issue as a blocker is that he can get beat by the speed rush around the edge. Put him at guard, that's not a concern anymore. So, one of the things we talked about in the offseason was, how does this new front office view City So and Cole Strange? And taking a guy like this, it's just like, he's an offensive lineman. I think he can play right tackle, right guard, left guard. So the right tackle's filled, so they probably expect him to compete for a starting job at one of your guard spots this season. That is my guess at this. Or they want him at right tackle. I'm like, oh, when are you back to right guard? They're not going to move on when at left tackle, I don't think. They needed the offensive line's not good. It needed help. I think this is a little bit of a reach, but offensive linemen are going fast. This is clearly a guy that they liked and worked with. So, I'm all right with it.
Yeah, I understand all the things you're saying. I do. But when Gary says here that the run on tackles killed us, like, I just feel like they were better tackles out there. They were better guards out there. And I do agree. And, Charlie has posted a few things from the Beast here, and Brugler had said, wouldn't be surprised to see him starting as an NFL rookie at right tackle, potentially inside a guard. And that's fine. They don't need that position. And maybe they looked at it and said, he's the best guard on the board. We really need a guard because we don't trust City So, or we don't trust Cole Strange. We need a guard, so we're drafting one, right? And you might look at it and say, well, shoot, then we wasted, the pick in 2022, or we wasted the pick then, or whatever. Fine, but that wasn't this regime, right? And so you can't cry over spilled milk, right? If you didn't draft the guy you needed before, and you think that this guy can step in and play right away and be good enough for you now, then I don't have a problem drafting him. I guess maybe they think he's the best interior guy, or again, who knows if he can play outside or whatever the case may be. But I feel like they were higher upside guys, and I know the RAS score was high. The jumps were really good. I mean, he had I think it was 116 inches on the broad jump, 31-inch vertical at 6'5", 314. You know, that's that's pretty solid, right? You know, and so I get that, you know, but I just, man, I just felt like they were better options out there at tackle, and they were better options out there at guard. And I felt like you got enough draft capital now where you can move up if you needed to get one of these guys, and they just never did.
Yeah, I don't know. The fact that they're going with him over Amagaji, I think, is interesting. I'd like to know the process behind how they get to that. And it's like Amagaji is a guy who probably a year or two development-wise away from being an everyday player for you. This is a guy who might be able to come in and start for you, you know, week one of this season. You know, he might be out cities over Cole Strange for a starting job at guard in camp, and you got a starting guard in the third round. Which is fine. Like, that's a good value. If that's what he ends up being, you think you're just hoping for that from him. He's got versatility. He seems like a tough dude. I'm reading some of the quotes too right now that are coming out. And who is it? Lewis Riddick likes him a lot. He says, quote, "I thought his tape was as good as his much more heralded left tackle in Olu Fashanu." So he liked him a lot. He only allowed one sack all season in 342 pass block snaps. But yeah, I don't think he's going to end up playing tackle for New England unless something happens with Onwenu. But I do think getting a versatile, tough, experienced offensive lineman, I'm not going to complain about it.
Yeah.
And they met with him. That's an important part. You know, I'm assuming Scott Peters was involved in this to a degree. So, all right.
Yeah.
Step up and develop them.
Well, and that's really what it comes down to, I guess. If they, you know, look, if they see it and it makes sense to them and they like them, then I guess they obviously know a lot better than me and they know what they're looking for in their scheme. But, I just don't love it. Now, I will say, you know, Justin from the Draft Network just sent me a DM with an interview that he did with Caden Wallace. And Caden Wallace himself said, "I paired athleticism with physicality. Those are my two biggest strengths. If you watch my position drills at the NFL Combine, I showcase my ability to play left tackle and right tackle." So there is a possibility that he looks at it and says, yeah, maybe he can play left tackle. But again, I think I would have rather traded up for Kingsley. Right. I would have rather traded up for Patrick Paul. I would have, you know what I mean? Like that. So that's the problem. And, you know, Elliot Wolf is just saying it right now. Mike Reese just tweeted out. Elliot Wolf said Caden Wallace possibly athletic enough to make the move to left tackle. So I think that's what you're seeing here, that they look at it and think he's the left tackle. I just hope that they're not looking at it saying, well, we liked Patrick Paul and we liked Kingsley better, but we didn't really want to trade up. So we stuck at 68 and took this guy because, you know, we think he might be able to play left tackle too. I'm just hoping that that's not what they're doing. If they like the guy and they're in on him and they feel like, yep, this is the guy that we wanted and this is the guy that we targeted all along and he fell to us, great. But, you know, if that's not the case, then I'm annoyed.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. The age part is what's interesting to me, drafting a guy who's older. That is like, go back to the Packers way of doing things. The Packers going back had never been afraid of drafting older guys if they like somebody. This kind of, I think, falls in that category. He seems really high variance to people. So some people really like him. Some people really don't. He's 186 on Arif Hasan's consensus board, but the forecaster category of that, which just takes into account what you know, people who are tuned into the NFL are saying, has him at 157. So that's like a whole 30 spots higher on the consensus from people who are plugged into the NFL. And it sounds like, but this dude did well in the Shrine Bowl.
Yes, but still both, 90 picks away from where the Patriots picked.
Both of these last two picks from the immediate reports that came out sound like guys who were way higher on NFL boards than on media ones.
Yeah.
Which is like, I know we've heard that before and maybe it isn't always true, but like we didn't hear that about Tyquan Thornton. Like nobody had a high grade on Tyquan Thornton. And right. But people people did have, and Cole Strange was like, some teams had high grades on him, but like some teams liked him in the second round, not first round. We're hearing from like guys that like liked Jalen Polk in the second, liked this guy in the third. Dane Brugler had this guy as a fourth rounder. Lance Zierlein had him as a fourth rounder. There's a run at the position, and you got to reach on a guy because you need the position. You know, that's the position that they're in right now as a team. I think the only part that's disappointing is I think there were some good offensive skill players that I personally just would have taken. Troy Franklin is the name that stands out to me. I had some concerns with him, with his profile, but at this pick at 68, yeah, I can get on board with that. But
the one that I wanted was Jatavion Sanders. I thought he made a ton of sense here. You know, you need another tight end in this AVP system, right? He used, you know, David Njoku extremely well. And so I thought it made a lot of sense for a guy like JT Sanders. Now, he's still on the board. One would assume he's going to go tonight, but the Patriots do have picks tomorrow, and they're picking early tomorrow. So they could take that early pick tomorrow and package it with, you know, the late fourth rounder that they moved up for, or, you know, one of the two sixth rounders, whatever the case may be. They may use one of those picks or two of those picks and move up and take a guy like JT Sanders. I don't know if they will or not, but, you know, but I think that that's kind of the situation. And look, you know, as well, I'll just put it to you this way, right? In my opinion, and just to kind of finish off the conversation here with Caden Wallace, in my opinion, if you're taking a guard, I mean, I'm just looking at Cooper Beebe here, just got drafted by the Cowboys, and like, if you were taking a guard, that's the kind of guy I'm looking for. The Mason McCormick, the Cooper Beebe, the Christian Mahogany, the monster, the guy that just goes out and just kills people. That's the guy I'm looking for. Caden Wallace isn't that guy, right? And so the hope is that they think he's going to play tackle, but then that means he's going to play left tackle, which he hasn't done since high school. So, you know, I just don't know. And he's 24 years old. So I don't know. I'm having a hard time seeing how he fits in, right? And that's the struggle for me right here. And again, the Patriots might prove me wrong, okay? But I'm sitting here telling you my instant reaction, because here we are doing our instant reaction, is that I don't love it.
I don't love it either. I'm a little bit confused. Elliot Wolf says Patriots explored trading back, but then decided not to because he's the player they were targeting and they wanted. That sounds like they know that they reached, but they wanted to make sure that they got him and didn't miss out on him.
Which I don't hate. I don't hate that.
Said that they think he can play every position on the line. Okay. And he played some left tackle at the Shrine Bowl. So I think that's what it is. I think they think this guy can play left tackle. I think they think he can play any position on the line. And they must have liked what they saw at the bowl game, the All-Star game for him. That with the testing and the experience and the visit, I think I see the fit. It's a reach, but you know, that's, we'll see what this actually ends up turning into.
Yeah, I agree. And again, just to pour salt on the wound, right? Mm-hmm. For me, that second round, Ben Sinnott, right? Malachi Corley, I guess, doesn't go in the second round, but you know, Marshawn Kneeland, Michael Hall, you know, like all these guys that I was high on. I was high on all these guys, and I loved them all. And I was like, okay, these are great fits of the Patriots. And just one after another, after another, after another, like Patrick Paul, like, you know, and I'm like sitting there like, oh my God, dude, all these guys that I wanted to have the Patriots pick. And then again, the icing on top of the cake is the Jets trading ahead of the Patriots. And again, I have no idea if the Patriots were even interested in Malachi Corley, but the Jets of all the people, the Jets of all teams, trading up and drafting Malachi Corley, just a dagger to the heart when they took my guy. But, you know, what are you going to do?
The Jets got their new Randall Cobb.
They did. For sure. So, yeah. So anyways, it's one of those interesting situations here we are where it's like you hope, and again, fine. I looked at it and said, okay, I understand. I get what they're talking about. They like them. But like, where do they want to trade back and draft them? Do they want to trade back to like 72 and draft them? Do they want to trade back to like 85 and, you know, I'm like, that's the question that I have. Like, what was on the board for them to trade back with, right? And what were they going to get in return? And then, you know, so those are questions that we don't know the answer to, of course, and we won't know the answer to. And ultimately, as we've talked about 100 times on here, it doesn't matter what we feel. If the guys can play, then they play, right? If the guy's good, then none of this stuff matters, right? Like, it doesn't matter if we're pissed about it, because if he's good, he plays. And we're like, okay, hey, nice job making that pick. But you worry that it's a, you know, it's one of those third round picks where you just look back and you're like, man, I don't know what they were thinking there. You know, and so, and unfortunately we had the exact same feeling about Cole Strange, and it, you know, I don't know. I want to say it's right, because I still think Cole Strange can do something, but he certainly isn't a guy you wanted to take at the end of the first round. That's for sure.
But this is the other difference here is they took Cole Strange, you know, 30 something picks higher, and this is their third pick this year and not their first one.
No, 100%. I'm just looking at the amount of good players that are still left on the board. And you mentioned it, like the amount of skill players that are left on the board, both on offense and on defense, there's a ton of them left. And I just feel like, you know, you could have gone after one of those guys and, you know, gone after more of a project later. But again, maybe they're looking at it saying, we don't have 5 starters in the offensive line. We needed another starter. We feel like Wallace can step in and be a starter day one. Maybe they feel that way.
Well, I think one of the things that, like, what you like about him, again, it's versatility and experience. So the expectation here is probably, like, we think he can play left tackle. And if we hit on that bet, then we can get a starting left tackle in the third round. And if we miss on that bet, we're still getting a guy who we think can start at a number of other positions on the line for us when nothing's like it's when it comes to the New England Patriots offensive line at 2025, there's one starter locked into a job at that point, and that's Michael Onwenu.
Right.
So, you know, you need a lot of bodies.
No, it's true. That's definitely true. And so we'll see. Ultimately, we'll see how it, you know, how it ends up going. But, you know, I don't love it, but we'll see. We'll see it. So Elliot Wolf right here, and this is from our guy Keegan, because Elliot Wolf, little press conference going on right now. He says, Olufashinu was the only reason Caden Wallace never played on the left side. Athletically, there's no reason why he couldn't make the switch over there. He's a really smart, dedicated kid that we feel like can handle that. So, to me, that tells you exactly what they're talking about. They want to move him at left tackle and see what they can do at left tackle. And they felt stronger about him at left tackle than they did Amagaji, than they did certainly Dominic Pooney, who I don't think fits at left tackle anyways. And so, like, who's left on the board that was a left tackle, right? We can question their decision making to not move up and take a guy like Kingsley. Suamata'ia. Yeah, did I get that right?
Elliot Wolf told us the Patriots will continue to explore a move back into the third round.
Yep. So see, there it is. See, I told you. So I think that makes a lot of sense. Go back and try to get back into the third round and, you know, take another guy. So, all right, that does it for this one. We'll see what happens. And, you know, our guy, AWS Sabermetrics, says, you know, he's still curious about when it went left tackle and then Wallace at right tackle. I just don't know. I mean, theoretically, but I don't know how I feel about that. Also, thanks, Z-Tac. Appreciate you. Condolences to Pat and the loss of those guys. I don't know how I feel about that, because on one, it was a really good right tackle. You can leave him at right tackle and be okay with it. If you move into left tackle, if that doesn't work, now it's like you've screwed everything up, you know? So I don't know how I feel about that. But yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
I wouldn't move on with him. I wouldn't touch him.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So,
maybe we'll be back tonight if they move back into the third. I think otherwise that's it for the night.
Yes, and as we're logging off, Kieran Amagaji goes at pick 75 to Chicago. So, so there you go. So a project, you know, more of a project guy. Certainly, I don't think he's a guy that can start right out the gate. And so, you know, I think that makes sense why they didn't take him. I question the pick of Caden Wallace. But, hey, listen, he's on the team. I'm going to be rooting for him, and hopefully they can figure it out, and he can figure it out and start right away if that's the case. So we'll see. Yep. thanks for tuning in, guys. We appreciate it. And like Matt said, if they don't bank another pick, we'll talk to you tomorrow. If they do, we'll be back here tonight. Otherwise, have a great night and we'll see you tomorrow. Mm-hmm.